Welcome back to the Anomalous Media Podcast. On this show, we talk about trends, phenomenons, and anomalies throughout film, media, and business. Today's show is kind of going to be a part two to Jake Paul is a Genius, but instead, I'm going to say Jake Paul is a marketing genius. So, for those of you that don't know, the Floyd Mayweather v. Logan Paul press conference happened 2 days ago, and it ended in a brawl because Jake had taken Floyd Mayweather's hat. So now, Logan actually, it actually became a little personal for Logan because Floyd Mayweather mentioned Japan, and we all know what happened in Japan with Logan, and he felt that, oh wow, now you wanted to take it there, I guess. He wanted to make it a little personal, and he started, Floyd Mayweather, you know, was talking his smack as well, and I guess Logan felt disrespected. I'm assuming Jake did too, because based off what I'm seeing from Impulsive, they tend to have like a very close, like, if this person takes an L, then I kind of take an L. If this person takes a W, then I kind of take a W. They have that kind of relationship, whatever that's called. And it looked like Jake was like, how do I get him back for saying such disrespectful stuff? He's like, and it also looks like he knew that, you know, if I take his hat, this is going to be trending because he's going to probably try to attack me, but I got my security guards and stuff, which only worked so much in protecting Jake. And because he got a black eye, which I'll get into a little more later, but I noticed he told Logan prior, I'm going to take his hat. Logan himself said, nah, don't do it. Jake said, I'm going to take his hat. And he goes, as they're getting in a little confrontation, because Floyd Mayweather said, I'd be willing to fight both of the Paul brothers in one night. And Jake came to him afterwards and was like, sure, let's run it. Let's do it. And he's like, got your hat. And I was like, oh my gosh, he did that? And if you know, Floyd Mayweather's 30 security guards were like, oh, you thought you were going to get past this? No, you're not. Then Jake, I'm assuming, thought he can get past them, but he knew what he was going to do. That was going to create a headline and it's going to be trending. And especially if, like, a lot of people don't want to admit, Jake and Logan are resilient and they're tough dudes. Like Chael Sonnen said, they are tough dudes. Jake said, if I'm just competitive and I hold this hat long enough, it's going to create a quote-unquote little scuffle that could create headlines, get us more views, and get us more promotion. Which, in my opinion, he kind of stole the show, which I thought was sucked for Logan because it was supposed to be Logan's main thing. But if we all being honest here, we didn't really have much interest in the Logan versus Mayweather fight because it seemed like the promotion was just like a little dry and like there wasn't really much like oomph, like as much as like Jake Paul versus Ben Askren, because it just felt so, like, I was watching one of I'm Dante's videos and on YouTube, it was from his Twitch. He was talking about how he felt that Logan's banter was just boring compared to Jake's, and I was like, I could see as much, and this is exactly what I was talking about in the last podcast. People like to hate more than they like to love, and it's like when Jake is spitting that like disrespectful banter, people are like, "Yo, this is making me mad, but this also makes me more interested in it because of the drama that he's creating." And it's all intentional. That's the crazy part about it. He's pulling a Conor McGregor, and none of you can disagree with me on that. He is trying to be Conor McGregor in this fight business, but in the prize fighting side of boxing. Jake has only done two things where I could really go, all right, I see why you did that, but there could have been a better way to do it because that was kind of disrespectful. First one, the news, you remember the news interview where he jumped on the van, he got off, he looked at the dude's shoes, he said, oh, he's like, what are those? Like, it was very cringe and obnoxious, but it got him more views. Same with taking Floyd Mayweather's hat. He didn't do anything to necessarily harm him, but it was disrespectful. So, and he knows that the disrespect is going to get more views, which it did. The guy was on SportsCenter. He was on ESPN. He was on, he was trending on Twitter. Gotcha Hat was trending on Twitter. Floyd Mayweather was trending on Twitter. Jake Paul was trending on Twitter. Logan Paul was trending on Twitter. So this guy knows exactly what he's doing. Floyd was running after him after that. He's saying, I'm going to kill you, mother effer. I'll kill you. You know who you're playing with? Like, and other people were saying this too. They had not seen Floyd lose his cool in a long time, which means expect Jake versus Floyd. Expect that either early, like next year, or like, you know, later this year, something. Expect that to happen. Because after that, he will not forget that. He won't let that down, and he's gonna go in there with a vengeance. But in a weird way, this also got Logan angry, because Logan was like, "Whoa, he just took your hat. You're talking about you're gonna kill him and stuff." Now Logan feels offended. Now Logan feels like he's gonna do damage to Floyd in the ring. Listen, man, if Logan can, Logan doesn't stand a chance, but if Logan can get a knockdown, if Logan can get a draw, that is a W. Like, that'll be the only time where you have two draws on you, and one of them, not two draws on you, two draws on your record, and it's a W. It, like, one of them is actually a win, because who has drawed Mayweather in a boxing match? Especially Logan coming back from what he, like, the biggest, one of the biggest mistakes an influencer can make, being what he did in Japan years ago, to drawing Mayweather in a boxing match. You know how big of a W that is? So yeah, Jake is a genius. He knows what he's doing. He's promoting the fight, but the only problem with what he did and how he did it is more people are now looking to see him fight Floyd instead of Logan fight Floyd, as well as it now makes him look more, you know, people genuinely now think he's, like, childish and, like, obnoxious and, like, arrogant and like, kind of like a bully with, which, based off of how he acts during press conferences, you could say that, but according to people who know him, that's not true. But anyway, if you like this podcast, if you're excited now to see Logan and Jake versus Mayweather, imagine it happens on the same night. Like Floyd was saying, who knows? That'll honestly be one of the biggest pay-per-views ever. But if you're excited for that, be sure to subscribe. Be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to listen to it over and over and over again. And subscribe so that way you become an anomaly and become a part of the anomalous group. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.